We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, February 23rd. To the eye alone, the Pleiades cluster looks like a small dipper of about 7 stars. A few more if you have nice dark skies. But when Galileo Galilei looked at it with his first small telescope, he saw a few dozen stars. It was one of the first indications that there's far more to the universe than meets the eye. You can share Galileo's view with a basic pair of binoculars, no telescope required. They're especially helpful tonight because of the moon. It passes through the outskirts of the cluster, so it points the way, but the moonlight makes it tougher to see the stars. The Pleiades is a family of perhaps a couple of thousand stars. The stars were all born together from the same cloud of gas and dust. That makes the cluster a good laboratory. Since the stars all started with the same mix of elements, any differences among them are the result of their evolution, changes within the stars themselves. That helps astronomers understand how all stars change over the eons. The cluster probably is a little more than 100 million years old. That means it's completed only about half an orbit around the center of the galaxy. During that time, it's lost many of its original stars. And before it can complete one full orbit from its current location, it's likely to evaporate, pulled apart by the gravitational tug of the rest of the galaxy. Tomorrow, a growing danger zone. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.